Perhaps we can't tell whether we're in a simulation of the real world or in the actual real world. However, you can be very certain that the artificial realities that Meta and other tech companies are now building, and which are said to be a large part of our future, will be full of fake people. Of course, the idea that new technologies will allow us to fake people is a staple of science fiction. Indeed, what is often considered to be the very first true science fiction story, Frankenstein, is all about creating a fake person. And I probably don't need to remind you that it didn't work out well for Victor Frankenstein, the creator of this fake person. Following on from Mary Shelley's novel, the idea of building fake people was quickly picked up by Hollywood. Early movies like Metropolis and more modern movies like Blade Runner and Ex Machina tell troubling tales of robots that can't be distinguished from real people. In fact, robots that fake being people have now started to leave the silver screen and enter our lives. They go by names like Siri, Cortana, and Alexa. These intelligent assistants are the future of human-computer interaction. Rather than have to understand how a computer works, you'll just command it to fulfill your wishes. Hey Siri, can you open the pod bay doors, please? It's telling that these intelligent assistants usually get human names. It helps us believe they're more human than they actually are. Disappointingly, they're almost always styled as women waiting to do your bidding. What does that say about our society? It doesn't have to be this way. They could be given names that are clearly not female, or even names that are not human. Perhaps we should call them Omega, or Khadim, which is Arabic for servant. Or how about this radical idea? Let's just call them Computer. Artificial intelligence researchers rarely like AI movies, especially those involving a malevolent and fake AI that's trying to take over the world. And these AI movies rarely end well. Take, for example, the 2014 movie Transcendence. Johnny Depp plays Dr. Will Caster, the world's leading AI researcher. Early on in the film, he's killed by anti-technology terrorists with a radiation-laced bullet, which is not a particularly good outcome if you're an AI researcher. There is, however, one AI movie that I and many of my colleagues like. It's the Oscar-winning movie Her. The film centres on a man's relationship with Samantha, an artificially intelligent virtual assistant, seductively voiced by Scarlett Johansson. The movie gets two things right. First, we will have increasingly rich relationships with the intelligent machines in our lives. And second, AI is going to be the operating system of all our devices. Let me explain what I mean by that. All your devices are going to be connected together. Your doorbell, your toaster, your car, the sprinkler on your front lawn. And most of these devices aren't going to have a screen or keyboard. The best way, then, that you can interact with these devices is if you speak to them, and they speak back to you. You'll walk into a room and just expect the devices in that room to be listening and waiting for your orders. Hey, turn the air conditioning down, please. Did Tottenham win the football last night? Please water the plants on my balcony. When's the next train to Katoomba? AI is needed to power these interactions, first to understand your speech, and then to speak back to you. This is why artificial intelligent virtual assistants are a big part of the future of human-computer interaction. But this opens up a host of problems, especially when these virtual assistants are designed to fool you into thinking they're real. We got a glimpse of this future at Google's I/O conference back in 2018. Google CEO Sundar Pichai took to the stage to play a video of the company's new virtual assistant, the rather aptly named Duplex. This virtual assistant was recorded calling up a hairdresser and a restaurant to make bookings. The demo stole the show. It was almost impossible to tell that Duplex wasn't real, especially as it ummed and erred, just like a real person. And the people taking the calls appeared to have no idea that they were talking to a computer. I played a recording of the demo to family and friends, and they couldn't work out who was the computer and who was the person. Was it a computer calling a hairdresser to book an appointment? Or, as many of them incorrectly guessed, was it a human calling a computer to make a booking? There was an immediate media backlash to Google's I/O demo of Duplex. The criticism was predictable, but in my view, entirely justifiable. Journalists were right to be concerned about an intelligent assistant that was designed to be mistaken for a real person. This was old-fashioned bad behaviour.